Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Plenty of news that broke over the weekend, which we'll be getting stuck into throughout the day. We, of course, got Kalyn Ponga. He's picked up a calf injury. We've got the Gold Coast Titans, who have given us a few more details about their spine, which I didn't see coming, so I'll give you my live reaction to that a little bit later today. We're also going to have a special podcast coming your way surrounding the coaches. You might have already seen it on YouTube, but it will be dropping a little bit later today, so stay tuned for that, and then we'll have all of our Bloke in a Bar content coming your way. But Kalyn Ponga, it kind of feels like the Rugby League Guru podcast is a bit of a Newcastle podcast at the moment. Took a deep dive into them the other day. Obviously, a lot of their season centres around Kalyn Ponga. I'm very, very high on him heading into this year. I think he's going to have a really good season. I think that Jackson Hastings is going to be the perfect guy to have next to him. I see this argument online all the time that if Mitchell Pearce couldn't do it, Jackson Hastings won't be able to do it. And I think that in people's minds, they look at Kalyn Ponga from 3-4 years ago and think he's the same player then that he is now. Players develop, they mature. I think it's a really dumb comparison to rule Jacko out of having an impact on him because Mitchell Pearce couldn't do it 3-4 years ago when Kalyn Ponga was much younger, much less experienced. You've seen what he's been able to do in the Origin Arena when he's got good players putting him into good positions. I personally think that Jackson Hastings can have a huge, huge influence on Kalyn Ponga. I don't believe he'll be stuck down one side. I think that they will play both sides of the ruck. I think that KP will be a 5-8, but it'll essentially be a sweeping fullback, just, you know, one pass in. So really looking forward to seeing how he goes. You go and you watch Luke Brooks's best games from last year. It's when Jackson Hastings was playing that exact role, whether it be halfback or at lock forward. It's when they got the very best out of Luke Brooks, and I think that KP can have a huge season off the back of that. Am I worried about him playing in the front line? Yes, I am. Obviously, the head knocks is a serious, serious worry. Spoke to NRL physio earlier today, Brian, and I'll give you a bit more detail on that soon, but he did mention that he's got a big deep dive on KP that is coming soon. I think he said early February that will be dropping. Had a little look at the stuff that he's got planned, and very interesting stuff, pretty damning numbers too. So stay tuned for that on NRL Physio, obviously where you need to go for all of your injury updates when it comes to the NRL and just sport in general. He's educated me a lot over the years, and I'll talk about something that he brought up a little bit later. But it's funny, when this news broke, I think it was Friday afternoon, and I was out with mates, and a few hours before it broke, we were talking about Kalyn Ponga, and I was saying how I like him at 5'8", and the boys sort of went, oh, you know, I don't know about it, which is completely fair. And I sort of said, oh, you know, he's put on all this size. And I showed them a few pictures of Kalyn Ponga, and he has put on a lot of size very quickly. He's obviously been training very hard to come into the front line there and for his body to be able to handle it. To be honest with you, it's not so much his body I'm worried about, it's more so his head, but I think that's pretty evident to everyone. And it's funny, we were sitting there and one of the boys said, fuck, this reminds me of Jared Mullen, as in, you know, how big he was up top and how, you know, his legs sometimes couldn't handle that. There was always calf, hamstrings, foot, all, you know, always injuries. And please don't take this as me saying that Kalyn Ponga's on the juice or anything like that. Nothing at all. But we were literally just joking, saying it's like Jared Mullen, how he was really top heavy and whatnot. And then within a couple of hours, it came out that he had a calf injury, which to me, that straight away made me think, fuck, he's put on all this weight in his upper body, which I think he needs to go into the front line. Has he put it on too quickly? Are his legs going to be able to handle it? That was my big worry, and that's what, you know, me and my mates were talking about on the beers, which I'm sure a lot of people were, which realistically is a pub opinion, pretty uneducated at the end of the day, just us looking at the change in Kalyn Ponga, the injury, and then jumping to a conclusion off the back of that. So as I said, I spoke to NRL physio about it. He sort of said, look, it's not ideal, but it's more so not about the injury. It's more so about that he's changing positions. Now he misses out on a lot of time to practice it during to practice that position and combinations during a really important part of the preseason. So he's not overly concerned about the calf injury. I am, but if you're going to back in one person when it comes to injuries, I'd probably go with the NRL physio over me. It is a little bit alarming for me, and I think that he makes a really good point that when he is changing positions, he's got a new halfback to work with. He's probably going to have a new fullback who you would have to assume, you know, if they were to sign someone, I still think they will get their paws on Lachie Miller over the next few weeks. If they were to sign another fullback, he's got a new halfback. Kalyn Ponga is essentially going to start this season with very, very minimal reps with his side. Also a new lock forward as well in Adam Elliott. So that does have me a little bit worried about Newcastle. It is far from ideal when you are, you know, moving your best player in your team to a new position, which has not worked in the past. You obviously want them on field or on the training paddock as much as you possibly can. So no doubt about it, very alarming with KP. The first thing I thought, though, was, fuck, he's put on all this weight upstairs. His legs aren't going to be able to keep up with it. But NRL physio ensures me that it's not really that sort of an issue. He said it's just a big hurt because he's changing positions. The demands on his body are different, and now he's missing a month in the most important part of the preseason. He sort of said the calf is nothing, to be honest. It's an inconvenience. But he is obviously more worried about his head knocks, which I would stay tuned to NRL physio over the next month or so. I think it's in the next 2 weeks or so. He'll be dropping a deep dive on his page. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, I mean, if someone like NRL physio is convinced that that is still the bigger issue, it's pretty hard to push back on. But yeah, for me, I think that Brian makes a great point, and it is what worries me a lot, is that he will miss a lot of those reps in the preseason. You know, the guys that they had playing fullback, we've heard Tyson Gamble's been thrown up as a potential one if they weren't to get their hands on a new fullback. You'd have to assume he will come into the 5'8 role, which means they have to play someone at fullback. I'm hearing that Dane Gagai could be the guy as well, which means they have to move Gags, which means that he misses out, you know, on his combination out on the right side as well. So far from ideal for Newcastle. I really do hope that they are able to get their paws on a Lachie Miller or someone ASAP, because when you've got this many new combinations and there's this many good teams in the NRL, it sort of puts you on the back foot a little bit. You need guys need to be able to get used to the way that Jackson plays. He's very ball dominant. Guys need to be able to get used to the way that Adam Elliott plays as well in that lock forward role. So big test there. Hopefully Kalyn Ponga, the Newcastle Knights did come out and say that it is not too much of a bad injury. At the end of the day, though, I mean, what else do you expect Newcastle to say? It is the preseason, so it's not like you miss out on seeing him this weekend, for example. So yeah, I'm not sure if that completely clears it for me, how bad the injury is for KP. Hopefully they're speaking honestly there, but you obviously it is preseason, so, and you obviously don't want too much media attention, because as I did as well, I think the general pub opinion will be, oh, he's got top heavy, and now he's got leg injuries and whatnot. It's a worry. So it'll just create negative press around it straight away. And as I said, that was my original thought. When I got an educated take from the NRL physio, it was pretty evident that that wasn't a huge issue. So something to keep in mind there. But yeah, definitely not ideal for the Newcastle Knights. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. You want your best players ready for the entire preseason, especially when they're new guys to the club in key positions of halfback, 5'8", and lock.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Very, very important. Even a Jaden Brayley, like, he's a guy that, you know, he hasn't played a heap of footy in the last 2 years. So those combinations are just so important to build in the preseason. Unfortunately, the Newcastle Knights, they'll miss out on a lot of those. I don't think the Knights will be rushing KP back anytime soon either. Whether they play him in trials or not, I'm not sure. I think NRL Physio said it was like a 3 to 6 week injury. We don't know how severe the injury is. It could be more, could be less, could be on the mark there. You think about that, the first trial starts on February 9th. So that really isn't that far away, about 3 weeks away. I'd sort of be leaning towards we probably don't see KP until round one. They did come out and say, as I said, that it isn't a severe injury, so hopefully he could be back sooner than that. But I'm not sure if I would be throwing him out there for the trials, to be perfectly honest with you. I think I'd probably just wait for the season. But it'll be interesting to see how Adam O'Brien deals with this, which one will outweigh the other. Will it be that you want to get this guy in and get him reps with these new guys in his team, or do you want to wrap him in cotton wool and have him fully fit and injury-free come round one? Regardless, though, far from ideal from Newcastle. It is disappointing, as you all know. I'm very high on KP heading into this season. I do believe he's in for a big one. I think he can be successful at 5'8". I think he's going to need a lot of luck to go his way as far as his HIAs and everything, which are the physio will go into more detail of over the next few weeks, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, far from ideal for Newcastle. I think they could be a really exciting team this year, but this is a speed hump that they need to overcome. And that's what the NRL is about. It's about overcoming obstacles. And this is a pretty big one in Newcastle's way early. So big test for Adam O'Brien, big test for Jackson Hastings, the halfback as well. He's obviously going to come into round one with probably a guy that he hasn't played a real game with before. They would have spent the last few weeks, training together and whatnot, but I don't think the intensity would have been as high as they would have liked, considering now they might not get to play next to each other or train next to each other for a few weeks. Big test for Newcastle. Bit of a change of tone since when I spoke about them last Friday and I was really high on them. Now I'm a little bit more nervous about them, but I still think that they can be successful this year. I still think they're a real smoky to make the top eight, but Kalyn Ponga has to stay on the field, which I think is the biggest test that will define their season without a doubt.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.